All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight. With Gem and Nick Kelly.
Hello, welcome to Sunday Nights. It is Nick Kelly here.
Hello, happy Sunday.
And we are ready to play you 2 hours of brand new music, plus all the conversations that your favourite hitmakers in the world are having right now, including a guy who has written some of the biggest hits on the planet and now he's his own artist. We know this one from Daya. Love it. How about this one? Got a fetish for my love. Selena Gomez, her underrated hit Fetish, and a more recent one. Troye Sivan's My My My. The guy behind it is now a hit maker in his own right. We'll get into his brand new hit inside 10 minutes.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
And I want to introduce you, Gem, to one of my favourite new artists on the planet. He's not actually that new, though. He's kind of been in the music industry for a while. You remember this hit? Where's the good
boys go? Oh, I love that when it came out.
Daya's Hideaway. It was like her first single. She was like a spring chicken. She was only 16. That was this artist's first big co-write that became a massive hit in Australia. And then he met a little boy by the name of Troy. Jumped into a room with him, wrote Youth. Where would you rank this on this album of Troye Sivan's?
I love this song so much. I honestly...
Top.
It's so hard.
Top three? On that
top
album?
Top 2.
Top 2. Massive. Massive. So he wrote that, and then they introduced him to someone called Selena Gomez. You got a fetish for my love. So they wrote this song together. It went like to number one on iTunes in the US. So he became a big deal, and then wrote this with Troy. So you've heard his writing work, but I don't think you've ever heard his voice on this radio station. His name is Leland, and we love this guy, right, Jim?
Yay, I'm so excited. I'm like obsessed with his music. It's just such a cool sound and his voice as well. Like,
oh. He writes about like very real things. So the song we're going to show you tonight, the first time it's ever been played on the radio in Australia, is a song about bumping into your ex at a club and being like, you know what? I'm not too mad about this. This is fine. I can deal with this. I'm comfortable with myself now. We can truck on with life. You haven't ever had that experience, Gem?
Very relatable. Love it.
I usually take like a year or so to kind of get comfortable being in the same room as my ex. And I still have exes that if they're in the same room, I will be nowhere near.
Go the other side.
Go the other way. Go the other way. Or just leave. I still sometimes see an ex from high school around. And it's been like 5 years since I was in high school and I'm still like... Nah, can't do it.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Dua Lipa, she's one of our favourite artists. We've basically watched her blow up over the last few years and she's one of those people who's always stayed the same, so genuine and nice. And even on Twitter, Nick, have you seen her tweeting some wise advice?
She's always like the mother hen that we all don't deserve, but... Also, she's like 22, so she can't really be a mother hen.
Exactly. She's like a sister from another mister.
Oh,
there we go.
So true.
Bam.
Sister hen.
So she did a tweet the other day saying you should keep your friends close and your loved ones close. Trust your gut and go with your instinct.
Wow, inspiring words.
I know.
Suddenly I'm very, very inspired.
I was like, I need this in my life every day. She went on to replying to a fan because a fan said one of their biggest fears is letting go of people despite them being toxic.
Mm.
Dua Lipa replies, oh my darling, I think a bigger fear is allowing yourself to stay around toxic people for too long.
You get kind of comfortable sometimes though, don't you?
Exactly. Because you have fear of missing. And
yeah. You know. And you don't want to like move on. You kind of have your little vices and you know they're bad for you, but you keep them around because you're used to it now.
Exactly.
And you know how to hide all the bad things that they do to you, but you just kind of can't let go.
And then finally you do, it's the best thing ever.
Yes, it is. More letting go of people if they're bad for you. That's 2018's mood, I think.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Just found out Post Malone has actually decided he's going to put on his own festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there going to be any lineups?
So, he's announced the date. It's going to be on October 28th and it's going to be in Dallas, Texas. Because you know how he's like a cowboy of the R&B world?
Yeah, he's kind of like a country... He's got that country feel to him.
Yeah, from the hats he wears and the straw he chews. he doesn't chew straw. I just sort of made that one up. So he's going to follow in the footsteps of people like Drake, who's had his own festival before. J. Cole, A$AP Rocky and A$AP Ferg have had their own festival. Tyler, the Creator from Odd Future. Like, it's a big thing, artists in the hip-hop world building their own festival lineups with their friends, because it's such a community in the hip-hop world, especially in the US. So this is going to be massive. Is there any artist from that kind of scene that you're hoping to see on this lineup, Jen?
On the lineup? Oh my God, you put me on the spot.
I mean, as a real, you know, hip-hop and gal.
There's so many. Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe Ty Dolla $ign, who obviously featured on Psycho. A couple months ago. I think 21 Savage, who was on Rockstar.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically, a postie just puts people on the bill that have featured on his past songs. I think he'll be all right.
And I wonder if the Beeps will be there since, like, he's been hanging out with him a bit.
Good point. Didn't they do a song together? Oh, no, they went on tour together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of me for all your Post Malone goss, guys. I know everything that's going on. So tickets are on sale now. Tickets are actually on sale now, so go get them really, really quickly.
Fly to Dallas.
Fly to Dallas, Texas, October 28th, and he's going to put out the full lineup very, very soon. The poster for it, which you can check out on his Twitter, it's at Post Malone, looks like something you'd see promoting a Pixar movie. It's like got this little weird yellow man on it, but it looks very exciting. We're psyched for Posty Fest. It's just got the stupidest name on the planet. I feel like my post's about to be delivered.
This week tonight, double whammy.
This is where we play two songs of the same artist. Bebe Rexha, she's having a massive week.
She's having a massive year, mate.
Yes, she's just doing so well.
Now, she's a favourite of yours, right? And I know you've got a lot of favourites, but she's like right up there, day one OG fan.
You got it spot on, Nick.
You keep running out of words when you're talking about artists you gush over. It's so cute.
I love it. So I've literally been a fan of Bebe before she was massive. I used to say to my friends, like, listen to Bebe, she's going to be big. No one cared. And I would go on about it all the time. No one cared. Now she's massive. Everyone cares about her. I'm like, where were you when she came out a few years ago when I was telling everyone?
This feels like it's justice for you, Jem. This feels like it's the justice you've been waiting for your whole life to finally go, see, I told you, she's a big deal.
It is. I've been waiting my life for this. So massive congrats to Bebe because she deserves it. And I just want her to come to Australia already. Like, I keep tweeting her every time she does, like, tweet sprees.
I know. I see it. Comes up first every time. So, the album's out in, like, a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, June 22nd, Expectations drops.
That's Friday.
Yes.
It's, like, 5 days.
Not long.
Not long at all.
Yeah. And she's dropped a new song, which is I'm a Mess. Have you heard it, Nick?
Yes, I have. I have a little story about it, actually. So, I was on a little holiday to LA a couple of months ago, and the record label that she's with, Warner Music, knew I was there, and because, like, you know, I do a bit of the radio stuff, you know, I'm kind of a big deal in music circles, so if you don't mind me saying, they were like, okay, so Bebe's doing this thing in LA when you're there, and she's doing this, like, album playback, so you get to listen to the album, have a couple of champagnes, and she'll be there. And I'm just kind of with a couple of friends there, just having a drink, and then she walks in the room and starts talking about this album in front of, like, hundreds of, like, important record label people, and I'm just this kid standing accidentally right in front of her, and she goes, right, y'all, I'm now going to play a song from my album and you're going to love it. She's a really extreme, like, extroverted person. And she goes, it's about, like, being a total mess and needing to go and see a therapist, and I want you to dance with me. And then she hits play on it and no one in the room danced.
What?
And I was like, someone's got to save this. And I'm like, oh, I'm in the very front. Oh, I've got to save this. So I just started dancing like an idiot. I was a couple of champagnes down, so I was a little bit looser. I was ready to roll, and Bebe just lived for it.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight, with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Ariana Grande, she is having a massive week. She dropped two songs, one with Nicki Minaj, which is called Bed.
This is cute.
I know.
Bit of a weird name for a song, Bed.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought of that.
No, name for my favourite location. But
it's quite a good song, and she's also dropped one with our Aussie fave, Troye Sivan. We can just
dance in it. Oh, I love this.
It is such a bop.
What a groove to it. It's kind of, it's nice to see Troye going into like an R&B space.
Yeah. He's good and got Ariana on it.
Yeah, he's usually quite poppy, but I think Ariana's influenced him to just sort of do this. Ash London, who you'll hear from 8 tonight, talked to him the other day about how the song came together. And he was saying that apparently it came together through a text conversation.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so apparently he literally just texted it to her and she immediately listened and replied with like, yeah, I'm down.
Oh my God, she would be so busy. So to get her on a track, like, is incredible. And can you imagine like what the video is going to be like?
Apparently, so someone suggested on Twitter that they do it like on a beach and like dance on a beach. And he said, we've got an even cuter idea in mind.
Oh, I can't wait. So much cuteness. Is that a word?
What do you reckon will be in it? I know you're great on the spot. So tell me, what do you reckon will be in the Troye Sivan video?
Sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
There we
what
go.
What an answer.
I know. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, you got me.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes got a brand new single out, Gem. It's called Nervous.
Oh, I love this one.
I think it might be my favourite song on the album, Shawn Mendes.
It's really mature, isn't it, from his previous songs?
And I like what he did with his album. Basically, he was like, I just want to make songs that sound like songs that I listen to. So he wanted to make a bit of hip-hop stuff. He wanted to make a song that sounds like Kings of Leon, which he did with In My Blood. Yeah. He wanted to make a song that sounded like Justin Timberlake. So he did that with Lost in Japan, the song that came out the day after In My Blood. And this is a song that he put together with Julia Michaels, who we love here at this show, because we love songwriters who are also singers. It seems to be our fetish, I think.
Yes.
It's a great song. The video came out the other day as well. It's semi-raunchy, but also quite safe. So he's sort of just sitting there. It looks like it cost about $65 to make. He's sitting there in a white room on a white block just playing guitar along to this song, Nervous, and then they cut to some close-up shots where there's hands rubbing up and down his torso, which is it's an activity I'd like to indulge in at one stage of my life. And it's, you know, it's nice enough, but it just reminds me of that Adam Levine photo shoot that he did years ago when everyone realised that Adam Levine's hot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Dude rubbing the hands up and I don't know if it's a dude. I think it was a chick, actually.
Yeah.
Great video. Bit of fun.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
MNEK is a music genius from London. He's behind some of the biggest hits, Nick.
Yeah, including this Little Mix song, which I think is probably one of their best.
Yes. Oh, the video to this and Dua Lipa's IDJF, which we played earlier.
So he's the guy that sits there and writes these songs with these incredible women. He provides his backup vocals. He's a big backup vocalist on this. You can hear him singing along with Dua here, actually.
He's written a bunch of songs and no one can ever seem to pronounce his name right, Nick.
Yeah, so it's four letters, M-N-E-K. That's how it's spelled. You'd presume it wouldn't be too hard to spell.
Like, on Twitter, he tweets quite a lot saying, this is how you pronounce my name, I had an interview, or blah, 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 and no one was pronouncing it right.
What are some of the weird pronunciations you've heard of his name over the years of being a fan?
M-neck.
M-N-E-C-K, apparently.
What about you?
I heard one Australian radio show of a rather ochre nature once call him M-neck.
No.
And then they proceeded to make jokes about how their necks were hurting. So now they had to get to the chiropractor. So it was funny for about 10 seconds and I was like, he's really good though.
This week tonight, double whammy.
This is where we play two songs in a row by the same artist because they're doing something of interest, something of note. And this week, 5 seconds of summer are well and truly doing something of note. Their new album came out, Gem.
Yay!
Been waiting for this for a while because a couple of years ago, you might remember the boys, you know, after a rollercoaster couple of years going from being kids that were at school in Western Sydney, then went on and basically owned the world on tour with One Direction and then on their own massive arena tours of the globe. They kind of went off the rails for a little bit. They sort of lost their way, they lost their minds a little bit, and they had to take some time to recoup. And part of that recuperation when you're a musician is often just sitting down and writing some tunes.
I'm so glad that they did that because I think their new music is their best music yet.
I got to agree with you. It's smart. It's forward thinking. It's so beautifully produced. They've now got their most successful single in Australia ever. With Youngblood, which you're about to hear. And I'm really happy to see that. I'm really happy to see them back on top, doing the thing that they do best, which is writing great songs, performing them in a great way, and being best mates. And that's what they do now, and it's really exciting to see that. Youngblood has been number one on the charts for about 5 weeks now, and we love seeing that. Just kids from Western Sydney, mate.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet, This Week Tonight, with Gem and Nick Kelly.